From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Journalists make choices all the time that influence the public's understanding of the news. What stories to cover, what people to interview, what words to use. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, in recent weeks, news organizations have been reconsidering the words they use to describe the 11 million people now in the country illegally.
News organizations, as institutions, often decide what terms to use in describing contentious subjects and then codify them in what are called style books. They're subject to change just as society's views change. Just consider terms once used to describe race in this country. When it comes to the question of people who are in this country illegally, recently you've heard a lot of coverage sounding like this.
The illegal immigrant from Mexico.
The undocumented immigrants have made it.
To the illegal immigrants living.
Undocumented immigrants.
Roberto Suro is a former reporter for the New York Times and the Washington Post. He's now a scholar at the University of Southern California.
News organizations are kind of struggling. They're reflecting what's happening in society. What we see in the political arena is a society that's trying to sort out how to think about these people and where they belong in our society.
As Congress debates the merits of creating a quicker means for people here illegally to obtain citizenship, several major news outlets have shifted their policies. In April, the Associated Press decided the word illegal would only be used to describe actions, not people, as in talking about the issue of illegal immigration, not illegal immigrants. At the Los Angeles Times, Henry Furman noticed reporters were writing articles where they did not use the term illegal immigrant, even though it was preferred. Furman is an assistant managing editor at the LA Times who oversees standards, and he also oversees the paper's copy editing desk, charged with enforcing those standards.
I thought we either had to affirm our style and try to apply it more regularly, or in fact listen to the voice of the newsroom as we were listening to the voices outside the newsroom and say, maybe it was time for a fresh start.
Furman himself is the son of an American father and a Japanese mother. He was born in Japan while his father served in the Navy. His mother became a naturalized American citizen. Furman asked one reporter, what do you use in your own articles?
He found that, to his surprise, that he would use illegal immigrant if he was talking to, say, advocates of, say, stricter border control, and he would use undocumented immigrant if he was talking more to those being described, let's say.
The LA Times changed its policy, dropping both illegal and undocumented immigrants for a fuller description of those people. The New York Times has not abandoned illegal immigrant, but encourages deeper characterization as well, a position shared by NPR. Mickey Kaus of the right-of-center website The Daily Caller, who has been critical of pushes to relax immigration restrictions, says journalists are bending to ideological pressure.
Well, it's heavily politically loaded. I think illegal immigrants is really quite a clear phrase. It's so clear that President Obama used it when he was trying to make himself clear in a speech. He later apologized, but the fact that he used it implies that it is a very useful shorthand, as are all words, for what you're talking about.
Kao says news organizations are tying themselves in knots in order not to offend Latino activists, Latino consumers, and the advertisers who hope to reach them.
Now we have this theory that no one word can possibly describe the ineffable state of being whatever it is. Maybe it should be an unpronounceable symbol like Prince, because we don't dare give it a name. Language is supposed to give things names, and I don't think illegal immigrant is that offensive a name.
The Fox News Channel has some particularly notable wrinkles on the subject. Here's Monica Crowley substituting for Sean Hannity a few weeks ago.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is now saying that he believes providing a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million illegals in America.
Illegals. That's old school. Fox News' preferred term is illegal immigrant, though anchor Shepard Smith will sometimes use the phrase undocumented immigrant. But Brian Yanis, a reporter for Fox's sister website Fox News Latino, told Fox viewers why this issue is charged for Hispanics.
9 in 10 support the DREAM Act. 85% support undocumented workers working in this country. So, and if you ask them whether they prefer the word illegal versus undocumented, a majority of them believe that illegal, the word illegal, the term illegal immigrant, is offensive.
Which is why Fox News Latino does not use it. USC's Roberto Suro says journalists are attempting to sidestep the raging political debate, but they cannot avoid getting swept up in it. David Folkenflik, NPR News.